In this exercise, we're going to look at our thoughts. Whenever we're awake, our mind is creating thoughts. We're thinking. That's what minds do. They think. Sometimes, however, particular thoughts feel as if they're almost controlling us. Worrying thoughts. Sad thoughts, anxious thoughts, angry thoughts can feel like they have a power over us. Yet when we look at them, we become aware that, really, a thought is just a thought. Jon Kabat-Zinn, who's one of the people who developed the practice of mindfulness for stress reduction, says, a thought is not a fact. A thought is just a thought. Yet we often treat thoughts as if they are facts. A thought like, I'm no good at this. He's a jerk. Nobody understands me. I'm useless. I'm hopeless. We start to have those thoughts so often that we believe them, and we believe that they represent an objective fact. When we have a thought many times, it can condense into a belief. And really, a belief is just a thought or thoughts that I have lots of times. Beliefs can then be taken as facts. An example of this is the thought that the world is flat. Now, enough people had that thought often enough for it to be assumed to be a fact for centuries. But in fact, it was just a thought. It was a belief. But it was treated like a fact. When we start to pay attention to our thoughts as they occur, moment by moment, with a gentle curiosity, accepting them, doesn't mean we have to like them, but we just accept that they're there, even when they're difficult thoughts, painful thoughts and uncomfortable thoughts, then we can move away from believing that our thoughts are facts. For this exercise, I invite you first of all to start to notice your breath and your breathing. Just notice the physical act of breathing right now. If you're sitting down, just notice your breath as it enters your body and as it leaves your body. Notice each inward breath as it occurs, each outward breath as it occurs. Invite you now to just gently bring your awareness from your breathing to your thoughts. Allow yourself to notice any thoughts that come into your head just now, at this particular moment. You might become aware that you're having difficulty thinking about your thoughts. Well, think about that. Think about the thought that I'm having difficulty thinking about my thoughts. You might be thinking, I can't do this very well. I can't notice my thoughts. Well, that's a thought too. Allow yourself to think about that. Allow yourself to bring your thoughts to something that's going on in your life right now. Could be something pleasant, could be something unpleasant. Just allow your mind to have thoughts about something in your life at this particular time. And as you do, notice the thoughts that come. Notice them as they come and as they go. And as a new thought replaces the previous thought, notice it as the thought that I'm having just now at this particular moment. And now I'm having another thought. Some people like the image of noticing thoughts as being like noticing leaves on a stream. Just as you become aware of one thought and notice it like a leaf on a stream, it flows past, and another leaf floats into view. You notice it, it floats away, and another one comes into view. For some people, it might be imagining thoughts like clouds in the sky. They move across the sky, they change shape. That's just what thoughts do. They're not facts. They're simply things that our mind is doing all the time. The Buddhists like to think of thoughts as pages written on water. Just at the moment of writing, they pass, and we write something new. One of the things you might be noticing as you start to become aware of your thoughts, as you're curious about your thoughts, as you pay attention to your thoughts, is that just at the moment, the very moment, the instant you become aware of a thought, it passes and it's replaced by another thought. And that thought passes and it's replaced by another thought. And really, that's just what happens. Thoughts come and they go. Sometimes we become welded onto or fused into our thoughts. That's when we treat the thoughts as objective facts. Even painful thoughts that have been around for a long time, if we simply notice them, allow them to happen as the thought that I'm having just now in this particular moment, then my relationship with the thought is simply me being aware of and noticing that thought as it occurs. Gently bring your awareness now back again to your breath and your breathing, noticing your inward breath as it occurs, your outward breath as it occurs. As you're noticing your breathing, allow yourself also to notice any thoughts that are happening in your mind, noticing them come and noticing them go, which is really another way of noticing the present moment.